Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you, God bless you. It's another wonderful day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. God is good, for we serve a wonderful God, a loving God, a kind God. We serve the only true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just can't get over how wonderful God is, how much he loves us and how much he cares. And the older I get, the more I appreciate and can begin to really understand the love of God. And it's personal. It's personal. Yes, it is. It's personal. Your love, his love, you loving him, he loving you. Hallelujah. It's just personal. And he's just that kind of God. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. It's tea time. It's tea time. It's tea time with Jesus and me. And you are welcome to come to the Traveling Cafe and have a seat at the golden table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess some says, well, Pastor, you just keep evolving. Yes, I keep getting it and getting an understanding of really what God is leading me and having me to do. Notice I use the word traveling cafe and have a seat. And you're invited to have a seat at the golden table. Hallelujah. And you are invited and you are welcome. And when I think about, I thought about what gold means. Lord, what's going on? So I've, for some years now, I've been attempting to learn Hebrew. So, of course, I went into it and I got the understanding for word gold. There are two words, but this particular word, I'm not going to pronounce it. I'll spell it for you. It's Z-A-H-A-B. And I said, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, when it all boils down and you can comprise it to a just couple of sentences or one sentence, this is what it means. It's to remind us of God's extended grace to us through Yeshua, Jesus, his son. Amen. Reminds us of God's extended grace to us through his son. Mm-hmm. Can you, when you look, the root word for this word gold in Hebrew is shimmer. And it also relates to God. But when you really just sit down and sum it all up, it reminds us of God's extended grace to us through his son. Mm-hmm. His grace, yes. And I'm sure as we sit at the table and we discuss certain things and we have guests, of course, they're not able to really expound and go into depth of their testimonies and give us brief understanding or share brief nuggets of their testimony with us. We'll be able to see God's grace not only in their life, but in our life as well. Amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to take it a little further. In Hebrew, it's spelled ZHB. And you know that each Hebrew letter has a numerical meaning. And Z has the numerical meaning of, number seven. And it means spiritual perfection. Hey, H-E-Y, is the number for grace. And we know God's grace. Oh, my God. And that is spelled B-E-Y-T. And it's God the Son. And God's spiritual perfection, grace, and the numerical number for that is 2, and it's God the Son who extended, God extended his grace through his Son for us. Amen? Hallelujah. So when you think about gold, not only think about the value as man has put value on it, think about the true value, the sacrifice that was made for you and I. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, we were having a special guest this morning. I think she's here with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll get her right in. Good morning. Not safe. Let's see if I can. Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I can hear you.
Good. I can hear you now, too. You can turn it down just a little bit.
Okay. Turn it down a little bit.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. Now you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. God bless
okay.
you. How are you this morning?
Fine. I'm doing okay. Good morning.
Yes.
Praise God. We're on the air. And thank God for
okay.
this opportunity.
Well, you're quite
Let me know
welcome.
When you're
Let me
ready.
Introduce it. I will. I'd like
okay.
everyone to welcome Mother Dunlap, Jenny Dunlap from Gastonia, North Carolina, who will share her testimony as being a pastor, no, being a daughter of God, being a pastor's wife, being a mother of, I think it's 4 kids.
Yes,
two
ma'am.
2 boys and 2 girls. And,
2 boys and 2 girls.
And she's also the mother of her church, and she's been married 60-some years. So I think she can give us some enlightenment on it. All right, hallelujah. So she's going to share some of her wisdom with us. And as I had said earlier, we know that we can't on this station, I mean, in this arena, we can't share so many of our personal things, but she can share nuggets that we pray will be able to help someone along the way. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Mother, I would like for you to just come on in your own way and tell us something about you and just share with us what the Lord will allow you to share this morning.
Father God, thank you for the opportunity. And Lord, bless some soul to be blessed that's listening to your station this morning and that it might be encouraged. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Pastor Lee and the station, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus,
name
bless
Jesus.
Us. I'd like
your
to share,
Jesus.
Amen. I'd like to share a word of wisdom being a pastor's wife for 63 years. And I thank God how he molded and made us together as one and how I was able to accomplish the mission with my husband being pastor, minister, elder, and he was the keeper of Mount Zion, the shepherd of Mount Zion Church of God for over 45 years, soon would have been 50 years when he deceased. And I thank God for the miracles and the anointing he had and the gifts that he had and he shared with Mount Zion Church of God. And I thank him for being my companion, my husband, and my friend and the father of my children in my life. And I thank God, I miss him greatly, but I thank God for the legacy that he left among the people in North Carolina and South Carolina. And we went all through the course up to Massachusetts. We went to Rhode Island. He preached in many states, New Jersey, Brooklyn. He co-pastored in Brooklyn for 15 years. And I thank God for how God carried us and took care of us. And I'd like to say on behalf to the pastor's wife, you have a great mission, and God loves you, and you become as one soul together. Together we stand, and divided we fall. And God works through that ministry great, far and near. And the minister wife have a great opportunity, and then she has a mission and a job between all ages. And the walk of life, she has to be there for her husband, her children, her community, her school, and most of all, she has many hats, and that is a great responsibility. And I encourage the Radio Land, anytime you see a First Lady, smile and speak, and know that you have a child of God walking by her husband in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost with God. And at all times, be nice to her, because you don't ever know what she's going through too. But whatever situation is, God takes her, he carries her, and he doesn't put in the more she can't endure. But we have to be kind, understand. It won't take us 2 minutes to say good morning, how are you, happy afternoon, or say a kind word. And even with the family, you always should remember that vessel belonged to God. And
that's
very special and unique. Always remember, Mother Dunlap, I have many gifts, but I share them, and I have a way of approaching. And God is kind. He's love. He's gentleness. He's understanding. He's long-suffering. He's patient.
Yes, yes.
And these are some of the things we want to have in our life when we are a child of God. This come with your gift of the Holy Ghost and being a child of God. You add these things, and you will have virtue in your life. I thank God for my life, and my testimony is God brought me back from death's door. I was a survivor of cancer. I was a survivor of many sicknesses, in the hospital many times, but I thank God for his healing and his anointing, and he helped me to hear today, 82 years old, and I'm grateful, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost living in my soul.
Amen.
And I must say, God has brought me a long way, and I'm happy in the Lord. I thank God for my surroundings, my family. And I'm always grateful for what old God does for me and wherever he put me. And every opportunity that God gives me, I share, I witness, I recruit souls, I give them a word of God. I give them kindness, consolation, I give them comfort, whatever the situation is. And I thank God how he instills in me. He said, in thy getting, get understanding. And I'm so grateful for what God has done for me in my life. And I thank God for every testimony, every walk of life you've given me. And I'd like to share one more point before I turn it back to Pastor Lee. I'd like to encourage all ministers' wives and ministers, be encouraged and be happy with your walk of life in God. And share everywhere you go. You never know what soul you have blessed and had the opportunity. And you'll never know, because I've had souls come up to me. I never knew the face. I never knew them. And they called me out and told me where I was in, what church, what place, and what song, and what testimony encouraged them. and how they really wanted to be a child of God. So let your light shine wherever you go, far, near. Go to bed with that light, get up with that light, and let that light shine and be a true witness to God. And he will bless you. And in the end, we're going to be with our Creator, our Maker, which is Jesus Christ, our God, the Father, and his Father. He and his Father is one, and they work together. He don't do nothing unless God tell him. He's obedient to his Father, and they work together. Together we stand, divided we fall. And remember to share and be together. And remember to love each other. And remember to keep the faith and walks of God. And all our doing and our going, be thankful, be grateful. And you will be a happy child of God. Sister,
I'm good. Amen, Mother. We really appreciate you for sharing your testimony with us this morning and your words of encouragement. And I know that you, for many, many, many years, you were a member of the Minister's Wives organization. And I know that in that you helped a lot of women stay strong in their walk as a pastor's wife. And even those who husband went on to glory and how to maintain and how to stay strong even after their husbands are gone on, because a lot of things change once the husband leaves. The pastor's wife of that ministry, and you have to learn how to change and flow in your different stages of life.
Yes.
But I know that ministry, and I know that you were very active in your communities and with the church, and I know that there were a lot of sacrifices that had to be made along the way. And I know prayer, you're a woman of prayer, and I know that prayer took you through.
Mm-hmm, it did.
Yeah.
In that Minister's Wives organization, you have a chapter and a book and a directory in every state and town. They are in all the states and towns. They even go to Hawaii. They go to Puerto Rico. It goes all over. We have a wide international wives convention in with the state. There is a local state in every town. And then there's an international travels all over. And this organization is over 60-some years. And I was in it for 26 years. And I learned a lot, and I traveled a lot. And whatever state or town you in, if you are a minister's wife, you can call the directory, and you can go on the internet. We have an internet for the minister's wife, and you can get involved, local, or whatever you can get into. And you, a widow, you can get involved with the Minister's Wives and Minister's Widows organization.
Okay.
So we'd like for you to share and be a part of in the state or get to know about them or go on the website and learn about it. You can read, keep up with them. They have a lot of stuff on the website you can go on and learn about.
Well, we thank you for sharing that. That's a good organization to be in. Or for one to consider. Everyone as the Lord lead them, but more information where you can get support and you can get encouragement. Like you said, if they just want to look, follow them through the internet, that would be good where you could perhaps get some encouragement along the way, and you don't feel like you're all alone.
That's
and
right.
That the enemy would love to get you in a place where you think you're all alone and nobody loves you, nobody cares, and then he can just run rampant with you. But as long as you know that there are people who are praying for you and people who don't even know you, but they still know that their ministers' wives need to be prayed for, so they're lifting you up in prayer. And that's a good thing to know. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. And don't go into those who may be considering marrying a pastor. Don't go into it looking at the glit and the glamour, but knowing, as you said, we talked the other day, Mother, it's a ministry unto itself.
And That's right.
You need to trust God. You need to pray. You need to fast and stick to it. Don't ever stop doing it, because you're there to give him encouragement. You're there to keep him lifted up. You're there to be his friend, and he's to be your friend. You become one flesh, and nothing should come between you. And you will have ups and you will have downs. It will be challenged, but as long as God, as you said last night, as long as God is in the middle of it, if he's in the center, nothing can happen. I mean, you be good.
That's
and
right.
Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers out of them all. So don't say, I ain't got nothing to do. He the pastor. I just sit. No, baby. Your prayers are helping him stand strong. Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes, he has obligations to the church, but he has obligations to you, the children, your home. He has obligation. And he must meet
this. It's a lot of jobs into being a pastor and a pastor's wife. They carry many jobs. Being the missionary and the founder, and then also the head of the house. You have to keep
the house
in order. And he has a lot on his shoulder. That's why I say really pray for him, fast for him, and be kind to him. And don't be so eager to stir up, break the peace in the church or in the organization. The Bible says, seek peace and pursue it, and God will be in the midst. He is not the author of confusion.
Always keep that
in your mind. And I like to say to the wives, don't give up so easy. Don't be discouraged. When you go through all these situations and being a wife to the husband, that's his job, his duty. God called him. And he also called many wives to be pastors, preachers. Teaching, and the wives have many gifts too.
That's right.
God said he will make room for your gift. No matter what your gifts are, he will make room for that gift. You don't have to invade on nobody's territory. You do everything decent in order and divine order. And that's what makes him really happy when you do stuff divine order. You take time and search divine order, you find out what really divine order is, and you'll bring a lot of things to your remembrance. And I thank you, Sister Lee. That's a beautiful saying to help inspire the minister's wives. And you know, it makes it so easy when you're traveling for Jesus and getting that understanding. And God is always by your side. And you know what I like about our God, our Savior and our Creator? He said, when you've done all you can do, and you can't do any more, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, God,
glory
I thank you.
Hallelujah.
Mercy, Lord, I thank you.
Oh, glory. Yes, Lord.
Just stand still and see the salvation.
And he
takes you through every trial, every tribulation.
Yes.
And you'll be able to hold your peace.
Glory.
And God will give you special power and special strength. You will shine like the brightest light from heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And that's
yes,
what
Lord.
He uses these people for, these ministers,
yes.
why, and these pastors. That's why he called them and give them this gift.
Oh,
and you have to be careful how you treat these. These are witnesses and souls for God. And the sweetest part about it, they care for your soul. They look after your soul.
Yes.
That's the
yes,
main
Lord.
Purpose. And they
Ooh,
win souls to Christ.
Ooh,
always
yes,
keep
Lord.
That in your mind. Always
yes.
reverend your leaders, no matter what.
Yes.
And God will bless you. Oh, that was so
yes,
good,
yes.
Sister Pastor.
Oh, yes.
So good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God is good. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
I feel that he's pleased with it. I just feel his, oh, glory, hallelujah. I feel his presence. I just thank him. You know, when we think about the grace of God and the mercy of God and the kindness
his mercy
of God.
And grace.
Yes, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, it will. Yes,
Ashanda
it will.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you, God.
Lord. Yes,
thank you, God.
Glory. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Oh, my most holy God.
Oh, God.
High in the heavens, almighty God. But you look down and you see and you know the plans that you have for each one of us, almighty God. So, Father, this morning we lift up the ministers' wives and the widows, the new ones and the ones who've been in for a while, and the ones, almighty God, a season, oh God, we thank you for them. We thank you for leading them and guiding them and directing
yes,
them
God.
And
yes,
encouraging
God. Yes, God.
Them. And encouraging them, almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We exalt you, God. Have your way in their lives.
Hallelujah.
Give them
Jesus.
Understanding
Hallelujah.
And security in you, almighty God. Let them know that you are
yes,
indeed
Lord.
Their hope, their trust. Almighty
yes,
God, that you are faithful to them, almighty God. You've given them the anointing and the ability and the intellect and the strength to go forth in this ministry. We thank you that you bind the
yes,
husbands
yes,
and the wives with love, almighty God. Let them love and become truly one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And they can go forth as one. And when you call both to the ministry, both to the pulpit, allow harmony and peace flow through them
yes,
and with
Lord.
Them, that they flow with each other and flow with you, that they're in harmony with each other and harmony with you,
yes,
great
Lord.
God. Oh, great God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, great God, we thank you. We glorify
Jesus.
You. Those that need healing, heal, almighty God. Those that need delivering, deliver, almighty God. Those that feel hopeless, give hope to the hopeless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch hearts, almighty God. Touch eyes that they may see and ears that they may hear, almighty God. Direct their path, almighty God. Oh, let them grow in you. And as you show them, give them strength to walk therein. Oh, that your body, almighty God, the church, almighty God, will be whole and healthy. In Yeshua's name, we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone. And we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. And we glorify
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Marriage is not to be taken lightly. And marriage
yes,
into the ministry is not to be taken lightly, almighty God. It's a
yes,
holy
Lord.
Thing.
Yes,
it's a holy thing. May we see it as it's holy and divine, almighty God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we thank you, Lord God. Now we ask that you seal it in the blood of Yeshua, Jesus
yes, Lord,
the Christ.
Yes,
hallelujah. Seal it in his blood.
Yes,
almighty
God.
If it's 1,000 years for that. Someone
yes,
here.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Feel
yes,
it.
Lord.
So
yes,
it
Lord.
Be a rhema word unto them,
God.
Almighty God, a fresh anointing,
yes,
Almighty God, to empower
yes.
and impact in the name of Jesus. We glorify you today, and we thank
yes.
you, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Mother, we just thank you. We glorify
yes,
you. We magnify you. Everyone, somebody that
yes,
I will walk
yes,
with our God. I will walk
yes,
with our God. Should be louder than our talk. I will walk,
yes,
Almighty God. We'll give you
oh, glory.
Glory,
glory.
Oh, we yield to
hallelujah.
You, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Almighty God.
Fresh,
we can't
Ooh,
do
God.
It
Thank
without you,
you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ooh,
we cannot do
God.
This
God.
Without
come
you.
From you Lord.
We
yes,
cannot
Lord.
Do it. You are our help, Thank Almighty
you.
God. You and you
yes,
alone.
Lord.
So our children and their marriages, breathe on them, Spirit
yes,
of
Lord.
The living
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, our relatives who are in their marriage, regardless of what stage they're in life, breathe on them, Almighty God. Eh? Somebody that. Oh, breathe. Those that are in ministry, breathe on them and cover
yes,
them.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Oh, God, thank
oh
you
are
thank
our
you.
Help. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, that we may produce
Ooh,
holy
God.
Children. Bless the seed,
yes,
Almighty God. Bless the seed.
Ooh,
Almighty,
yes,
God. Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty
thank
God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Bless Almighty God. We thank you.
Ooh, bless your name,
God, you
Jesus.
Know
Hallelujah.
All the things that's going on in the world today. We put it in your hands, Almighty God.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
things
Lord.
We know and things we
yes.
don't know.
Yes.
Oh, God, we
Ooh,
put
God.
It in your hands, Almighty God. God.
Yes,
but you and
yes,
you alone
yes,
the only one that's
yes.
capable of fixing it. So we thank
yes,
you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we bless
yes,
your
Lord.
Name. Oh, we honor you with our praise, Almighty God.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Glorify
we you, Lord. We thank you.
Praise.
Ooh, thank
you.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Bless your name.
Ooh, thank you for your kindness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus,
glory. Oh, God.
Praises
Service.
And honor to the
kingdom. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Blood.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you. Almighty God, thank you.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, God.
God is so good to us. Hallelujah.
He is, so
he is
good.
Mighty,
awesome
mighty good.
God.
Yes, he is awesome.
So
and we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, thank you.
We thank God
you for the fountains
for covering. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Our scripture
oh,
for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, I'd like to make an announcement. We're having a couple's evening at Gastonia Mount Zion tonight at 7 o'clock.
Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Saturday at five o'clock. My mistake. And Gathering the Harvest will be having their Founders Day service this coming Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 15th and 16th. Saturday at 7 p.m. Sunday at 3 p.m. at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But our scripture is Numbers 25. Listen, this is the Lord's prayer that he wished that Aaron would pray over his people. Ha, look what he wants to be prayed over his people. The Lord, talking about himself, make his faith, look, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. This is Shambada, God wanted prayed over his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And now, Jude 1. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. God is good, my brothers and my sisters. My brothers
yes,
and
Lord.
Sisters. God is able to keep you from falling. Now, I'll tell you what it really says. It says that he's able to keep you from stumbling. So if you won't stumble, you sure enough won't fall. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
God is good. God is good. He's able. He's strong, mighty, awesome. Besides
Almighty.
Him, there is none other. Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me.
Yes,
bless
Lord. Yes, Lord.
His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you again, Mother. I thank you for just taking the time out to do this and come on and share your nuggets with us. Maybe one day we'll have Minister Dunlap to come and share some nuggets. As I said, we may have to stop calling it Daughters of God and just call it God's Children.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Sons and daughters
of
God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Sons and daughters of God. Doesn't that sound good? My
yes,
God,
Lord.
It sounds
thank
good. Sons
thank you, God.
And daughters
thank you, God.
Of God.
Sure.
Thank you, God.
Well, we thank
you
for saying
that. Saved
away.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes, yes, God is good. He leads, he directs. He know the plans that he has.
Yes, ma'am.
He know his plans. And we just have to be obedient and willing to walk therein. We have to be willing and obedient to do what he called us to do.
Do you not know that a pastor had said, he must have had an unction in the Holy Ghost. He said, we're going to start having prayer on Saturday, like we do on the sale.
Uh-huh.
Ain't God good? He said, we've been teaching. We've been
going
back to old school praying.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's your
so
that's a blessing.
Praying up in the church.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have
God
to do. We have to go back to prayer.
We need it. Yes, ma'am.
We need it. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And when we read 2 Chronicles 7:14, tell us that
yes,
my
ma'am.
People, we got to humble ourselves before our Father.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We got to seek
glory
him.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, God bless y'all in that endeavor. And I'm just so excited and so grateful.
Yes.
To have you
Lord,
at the table this morning, Son of God.
Yes, ma'am. I need
hallelujah.
It, because I go through war. You can imagine in the spirit. I need it. You ain't doing too much if you ain't in warfare, because we winning
right.
for a fight. There ain't no doubt about it. We winning for a fight.
That's right. Well, I'm gonna have to run, my friends. I love you. God bless you.
Yes,
and
you
you're
too,
free
Mama.
To come on anytime with us.
Yes, ma'am.
And until, in the morning at 7 o'clock, Mother, we'll meet in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you again. I thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister,
thank
while
you,
I have you, oh, why don't you close us out in prayer this morning?
Mama, you talking my mother, right?
No, I'm talking about
okay,
you.
Okay, uh-huh. Yeah, I will, Mother, because she got to go to burial. Father God,
all
in the name of Jesus,
right.
Thank you right now. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that prevaileth, not by power, not by might, but my spirit, said the Lord. Lord, I thank you for offering opportunity. Thank you for being able to pray, because realize a man should always pray and not to faint. We ought to pray without ceasing, Lord. Oh, God, we got to finish our mission, Lord. Oh, God, as Christ set an example, Lord, going to the highway and the hedges, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we should, leaving us an example, that we should follow his steps. Oh, God, thank you for the Son of God, Jesus. It's the blood that avails. The angel said, they overcome by a word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. We thank you right now, Lord. Oh, God, help us continue to reach lost souls. That's what it's all about, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for Pastor, thank you for these warriors, Lord, that paved the way. I remember when I was a little boy, glory to God. Now I've become a man. I'm put away, child. Glory to God. Oh, God, we actually speak right now into the radio land, those that need a touch to be delivered. Let them that name are not Christ depart from iniquity, Lord. Oh, God,
amen.
We continue giving praise. Covers on the blood of Jesus. These and other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Let the redeemed say, amen.
Glory amen. God bless you. Until
you,
the next time, glory be to your name.